Merry Christmas from Moms in Prayer International. I'm your host, Lee Nienhuis, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to our third week in our celebration of Advent Moms in Prayer style. As you probably discovered this month, we are departing from our interview format to celebrate the coming of Jesus. We're enjoying short devotionals and prayers from some of our key Moms in Prayer leaders. I invite you to pray along with us at the end of the reflection to stay in a moment of prayer, offering your thoughts to the Lord as the Christmas music plays. We all need a moment with Jesus. Today, we're blessed to have the president of Moms in Prayer, Sally Burke, with us. One of the great things about Moms in Prayer is that our prayer hours are filled with transparency. We all need Jesus to show up in the middle of our motherhood, don't we? Today, you'll hear Sally's no different. Today, we continue our Moms in Prayer Advent celebration with President Sally Burke discussing Christ our joy.
Oh, precious woman, I know this time of year can bring about all sorts of emotions, and I pray that my words will bring you joy and peace as you prepare your heart for Christmas. And we're only a few days away. And as I share with you, it's upon my heart. I think it back in my late 20s of when I first came to know the Lord. And after that, Christmas just seemed to fill my heart to overflowing with His joy, with His peace and the excitement of Christmas. But it seemed only a short time later, a few years later, four kids later, that the word Christmas brought dread and overwhelmingness to my heart and my mind. And I know as moms, whether we want to or not, we set the tone of our house. And I wanted my kids to be filled with the joy of that very first Christmas and what it meant. So I knew what I had to do. I had to go sit before the Lord. And I said, Lord, as I open up your word, I want to hear the Christmas story as if for the very first time. And I've been doing that for several decades now. And as God, as I sit with God and I say, oh Lord, tell me your story. Because you see, He's the star of that story. He's the star of every day of our life. And that Christmas story always reminds us of that. And I want to share you, every single year, God has shared with me something new, something so precious about that very first Christmas. And this year, I'm going to share with you what He has shared with me. What was it like for heaven's host as they knew that the Savior was going to be born? They had known for centuries that the promise of the Messiah was to come. You see, they know without a shadow of a doubt that every promise God promises will be fulfilled. They know that. They know the moment that man sinned, God promised to send a Savior our way. And as a matter of fact, when that fulfillment of time was near, the angels themselves, heaven's host, would partake. Gabriel was sent to speak to Mary and Zacharias, and another angel to Joseph, telling them that the moment was about to happen. So as they knew this, as they knew Christmas was going to happen, that very, very first Christmas, what was it like for them? I want you to think about this. As Jesus left His heavenly home, His rightful place on the throne, and wrapped Himself in flesh, the divine one, the holy one, clothed Himself in the constraints of a human form, came down to earth at that pivotal point of history, what was heaven's host reaction? As they saw the face of the Savior, how did they react to baby Jesus? And so I want to just read His word to you. And I just pray that He opens up the eyes of our understanding as if we are there seeing Jesus for the first time. And it says in Luke 2, an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they, the shepherds, were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. There will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly they appeared with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men whom He is pleased with. We think about their reaction to seeing Jesus. They shouted, they filled the skies with praises and joy. And the gift was to us, mankind. It wasn't even to them. But as it says in Job 33:6, they will see God's face and shout for joy. And so I just want to take a moment to pray for us that we will be filled with that inexpressible joy, the fullness of joy, that this Christmas, as we prepare our hearts, that it would overflow. Because sure enough, it was contagious. The shepherds took it and they ran and they saw baby Jesus and they couldn't contain it. And they told all those around. So let me just pray for us as we prepare our hearts to celebrate Christmas within our own homes. And so, Father, we do pray. Lord, we ask that you would show us the meaning of this very first Christmas as we look at baby Jesus. Baby Jesus, who grew to be a man, who lived for us and died for us, and the eternal gift that it was for us. May we never grow weary. May we always allow our hearts to be filled with your joy. Father, I pray that it spreads to our kids and our children's children, that all generations, when we celebrate Christmas, the fullness of you would fill our hearts. Lord, I pray that each one of these women listening to this podcast would take time away and say, okay, Lord Jesus, as I open up your word, tell me the story again, tell me anew. And so, Father, I ask that the joy of the Lord would be their strength, because many things will come their way, many different distractions, yet may they be face to face with you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And ladies, when we think about our schools and as we pray for our schools, we want every believer to be overflowing with joy, that even before Christmas, they'll be so excited about Christmas, they'll invite others to come to church with them or even share what they're going to do for Christmas. And I even pray after Christmas that every believer on the campus will be overflowing with joy, that others will see them and want what they have, the joy of the Lord, spontaneous, that they will be the shepherds on their own campus saying, I saw the face of our Messiah, I saw the face of our Savior, and I want to share with you who he is. And so pray with me that the joy of the Lord will just flood our school campuses. Father, we come before you. Oh, God Almighty, you gave us the greatest gift, the gift that no man could ever imagine, the gift of your Son. You so loved the world. You so loved each and every person on that campus that you sent your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in them should not perish. So, Father, we pray that you would fill the hearts of every believer on that campus with great joy. They would share it, and we would see spiritual awakening happening, that others would want to see the face of Jesus and be filled with that same joy, that we would witness on our school campuses before, during, and after Christmas, many people coming to know Jesus, Father. We think about how kings came and bowed down before baby Jesus. Lord, may the hearts of each and every one bow down this very day and receive you as their Lord and their Savior. Bless our schools, protect our schools, and may we keep on praying, never giving up. And we pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Oh, dear precious women, I pray that you will go forth filled to overflowing with that inexpressible joy that comes with every Christmas and every day of our life.